Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Ask Sue Show with your host for this evening, Ask Sue, obviously, Davis, and I am calling on the air with you from sunny Shropshire, and it is actually sunny in the UK. I know that's really hard to believe, but it's absolutely beautiful at the moment. I'd like to welcome everybody who's listening to the show, who's on the chat page. Hi to all of you on there. If there's any questions that you'd like to ring in and ask me, I'm willing to take a few personal questions. I haven't got anybody at the moment in the show ready for doing readings because we've got Tanif in at 9 o'clock. But I thought we'd just have an open show, see what everybody's up to. At the moment, I'm organising events up and down the UK and promoting other people that actually are abroad. And we've had, at the moment, we're really excited because we've got Goose Whisperer Susie Price into the UK. She's actually currently in Birmingham, and tomorrow I will be meeting her, and I am really, really looking forward to that. We've got quite a few events going on in the UK with Susie, Carl Mann, Greg Smith, just to name but a few. So if you'd like to go to my website, www.asksue.co.uk, where you can actually buy the tickets, or if you'd like to go to www.asksue.guidance.me.uk to find out more information about exactly what's going on, that would be great too. So if you'd like to sort that out, by all means, just go there. Now, you must bear with me tonight because I'm actually on my own producing and everything tonight, so hopefully it will all go well. So if I touch wrong buttons and everything, you'll just have to excuse it. So, right, so we're on the line at the moment. We've got a few callers waiting. Now, it may be a trial and error because some of them might be ready to do readings, and I'm obviously going to have to tell them that that's not the case. So, again, if you want to ring into the show, from the US, it's 347-327-9694. That's 347-327-9694. Or you can call in from the UK on 001-347-327-9694. So again, I'll repeat the website, which is www.asu.guidance.uk. And also, hi to Pravanti that's just joined in onto the show. Hi, how are you doing? And also to www.asksue.co.uk, where you can actually go and advertise any items that you have for sale. We also have the psychic directory, events, spiritual churches, and all sorts on there. So if you want to go and have a look, and also if you want to join me on Facebook, just type in the search bar Ask Sue Davis, that's D-A-V-I-E-S. And I'll by all means add you as a friend on there. Unfortunately, Facebook has put a block on my friend request at the moment, so I can't add anybody who asked me on the chat, so I apologise about that. So, so quite a bit going on. I've actually got events booked with ITV psychic Carl Mann, who is at the moment organising to go to the Ukraine to hopefully get to be best psychic of the world, and he's actually going to be representing the UK, which we're all very chuffed about. So that's going to be an absolute brilliant thing for him. He's going on the 7th of July, so that all looking forward to that. And also we have Greg Smith, who will be joining us in Shropshire, and he's from Bournemouth. If you want to go onto his Facebook and type in Clairvoyant Greg Smith. And he is in Bournemouth, and he does events all over the UK and does private readings as well. And then we've also got Ghost Whisperer Susie Price, who's from Australia, who's in the UK for the next couple of weeks. And if you want to have a private reading with her in the UK, by all means, inbox me on Facebook, or you can email me at asksueuk@gmail.com. So that's asksueuk@gmail.com. So we're quite busy at the moment. We've been trying to sort out everything with the radio and just trying to open it up so we can get more people listening to the show. But, so by all means, share the link around, see if we can get some more people onto the show. And maybe you know a medium that could do with a bit of promoting at the moment. So maybe you could get in touch with me and we can sort that out as well. So if you'd like, anybody would like to call into the show, maybe you're a medium and you would like to maybe take some readings on the show tonight, by all means give us a call. The number is 347-327-9694 from the US, or from the UK, 001-347-327-9694. So that will be good if we can get a few people in onto the show. So again, just to repeat the website, so it's www.asksue.co.uk and also www.asksue.guidance.me.uk. And also, if you'd like to have a word with me about the events, by all means, join me on Facebook, and that's Ask Sue Davis, C-A-V-I-E-S. Now, for some of the events that we've got at the moment in the UK, we have got quite a few. We've got, as I've said, we've already got with Carman, Greg Smith, and also Susie Price. So we've got, the things that we've got on is we've got the Sue's Jubilee Weekend, the Psychic Jubilee Weekend, and that's at the Pedigree New Smithfield Shrewsbury Road, Oxford Street in Shropshire, and that is on Saturday. Then we've got the Two Nations Join Two Worlds, and that is with Carl Mann and Susie Price, and that is at Overton Village Hall, and that's at Wrexham, and that's on Friday the 8th of June. Then we have All Under One Roof, a psychic fair and evening with ITV Psychic Carl Mann and Susie Price, and that's at Albrighton near Wolverhampton. Then we've got the Psychic Ashes bringing Australia and England together, and that's on Friday the 15th of June, and that's at the Pedigree in Oswestry. Then we've got a bit of a different one. We've got the Chinese Psychic Supper at Shrewsbury, and that's at Dragon King, and that's on Tuesday the 19th of June. And you can find all these on asksue.co.uk page if you just have a look under the events on Facebook. And also we've got an evening of clairvoyance on the 7th of September with medium Greg Smith, and that's at the Comrades Sports and Social, and that's at Ellesmere, Shropshire. So all very busy for us. We're well and truly chuffed about that. Hi to Hayley, who's just joined in on the chat show. She's my little helper, to say the least. She's my secretary. She's in Shrewsbury and helps me with all the events. So if anybody wants to ask Hayley about any events that we've got coming up, she's on the chat room. You can also go to her and have a natter with her. She is doing really well. We're chuffed a bit. We didn't think we'd ever get to this radio stage and everything. It's been absolutely fantastic, all the different support. And then I am really chuffed to say, on Friday night, I'm actually personally going to meet Colin Fry. We've organised an event with him. He's coming to Ellesmere, Shropshire, and we have sorted that out to raise funds for the Eternal Light Spiritualist Church, which is a little church in Shrewsbury that we are trying to raise some money for. Margaret Barnes is the president there, who's been running it for approximately 13 years. So she's absolutely chuffed a bit because it means that we can get some funding in for our church. So that was really good too. Hello to everybody that's on the chat room at the moment. Hope you're enjoying the show. And what we're going to do now is we are going to have a bit of a tune, because I was thinking the other day, we don't have many tunes, and I thought we will have Shakespeare's Sister. So hope everybody likes the song. By all means, join in into the show by ringing in. Let's have a natter. Let's see what you like about the Ask Sue show, and maybe give me some ideas of what else you'd like to see on the show. So we'll have a bit of music, and then we'll be back shortly.
If this world is wearing thin, and you're thinking of escape, I'll go anywhere with you. Just wrap me up in chains. But if you try to go alone, don't think I'll understand.
And it all goes pear-shaped, buttons don't want to work, and don't you just love it on the Ask Sue show? Always feels live with Ask Sue, doesn't it? Right, hi to Hayley and Profundity and all the guests that have joined us on the chat. Also, hi to everybody that's joined us from Facebook. I hope everybody's all okay. I'm also seeing if we can get any mediums on. I haven't been on the show before. See, you know, if we can get some more people, different people in, and also like anybody that's new, that's listening to the show, who's done readings but aren't quite certain about it yet, and let's see if we can just get some learners in. I always think there's always new people that are not sure if they've got what it takes, and that I know there's a lot of people on Facebook that don't even do anything about it but can do brilliant readings on Facebook. I've also got various groups on Facebook, and one is called Psychics Watched by Admin, and this is where we put pictures up on the Facebook, and mediums go and do readings for us on that, and that can be so that we can help the ones that are just starting off to literally, you know, get a bit of practice in, and also help others as well, because this is what the spiritual world is all about, is helping others and bringing people together. So if anybody wants to call in on the show and come and have a natter with the lovely Sue, live in Shropshire, literally looking a bit cloudy at the moment. Apparently we did have a bit of rain earlier on, but that's nothing to do with obviously anything else but the good old UK weather. It's obviously trying to come back to us. So if anybody wants to call into the show, by all means you can. The number is 001-347-327-9694, or you can call in from the US, which is 347-327-9694. So everything's all good for the events. They're coming up. We've got a psychic fair on Saturday. That's starting at 11 o'clock at Oxford Street in Shropshire. And if anybody's coming over from abroad and would like to discuss with me sorting some events out for you, by all means give me a call or give me an inbox on Facebook. You can email me, asksueuk@gmail.com. Join me on Facebook, Ask Sue Davies, D-A-V-I-E-S. And also go and have a look at the website, which is www.asksue.co.uk, and also www.asksue.guidance.me.uk. So yeah, all is going well with everything here. Hope everybody is okay on the chat room. At the moment, a few people I don't think have sussed out that we've actually changed phone numbers, so the lines are a bit quiet at the moment due to the fact that we've actually had to swap it over. I'm actually sorted out a whole new thing, so hopefully we don't have any problems. You know what's going to happen next. But hopefully all is well at the moment. So that's all going well. Hi to everybody in the chat at the moment. Hi to Hayley and Profundity and all of the guests. We've got quite a few coming in now, so welcome to you. Also, if you want to have a look at Carl Mann's work that he's doing, you can find him on Facebook, which is Carl-Mann, that's M-A-N-N, Psychic Medium. And you'll find him on there. And also, you will find Ghost Whisperer Susie Price, and that's Susie, S-U-Z-I-E, and that's Price, P-R-I-C-E. Go and have a look at those. And also, have a look at asksue.co.uk for the events as well, because they're all going really well at the moment as well. And tickets are for sale on there. So where do we go? I'm just trying to work out if we can get some people off Facebook to actually phone in. If you'd like a reading, we've got some readings available from 9 p.m. tonight with Tanith. But hopefully if there's anybody that's on the chat that's listening and anybody's listening into the show, by all means ring in and we will see if we can get some mediums live on the show. And to also anybody that's learning that wants to see what they can actually do. So by all means, call into the show. Now, at the moment, I'm just trying to work out all these buttons, so if you'll have to just bear with me with everything at the moment. But also, we may be having somebody to call in to have a word with me about what Carl Mann is doing. We're just seeing if we can get her into the show, just to literally give us an update on how everything's going. You must excuse the live typing. You know what it's like. So that's really good. Just to give you an update. And also, this lady that's coming in, she can also sort out websites, because I know there's quite a few people that are always struggling with the technology of today. So by all means, give us a call in, we'll see what we can sort out. Now, while I'm just sorting out everything, we'll just put a song on for a short time, just while we sort everything out. Thanks very much. Thank you. Hi, and welcome back to the show. We obviously have got a few technical things because I've got a couple of people that are trying to call in the show and it's just not working. So you've got to have to put up with me, unfortunately, for the time being. How terrible will that be? Now, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a quick look at Facebook and tell you what's actually going on there with the fact that we've got quite a few different groups that we can link you up to at the moment. We have got the Psychic Medium Directory, so that's promoting people, all you mediums and everybody who would like to get mentioned. We can put you on the group there, you can give links to your website. And then we've also got the asu.co.uk page, so you can actually join up to there and have updates of exactly what's going on. Quite a few, hold on a minute, a few are coming in, hold on a minute, let's see if we can sort this out. So that's, there were, and then we've got spiritual churches in the UK, charity events in the UK, and we've got various ones, ASU show on Cosmic Radio. So we've got various different groups all over Facebook. So if you want to join me on Facebook, ask Sue Davis, and we will by all means connect with all of those. Now, hopefully, I might have the right person on the right line here, so let's see how we're going. Hi, and welcome to the show. Is that Angela?
It is.
Hi, Angela. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Are you okay?
Yeah, fine, thank you. You?
Good, good. Now, everybody listening on the show, this is Angela. This is Carl Mann's partner, who's actually going to lose him for a while he goes to Ukraine. Now, Carl's actually working, so I thought I'd get Angela on for a bit of woman chat to see how everything's actually going behind the scenes with Carl. So are you ready to spill the beans then? Is he actually feeling nervous about it, Ange?
No, he's just looking forward to going out there and proving to people that, you know, spirit does exist.
Absolutely. So I was saying to people on the show just a minute ago that you do website design and everything. Obviously, looking at it from a personal point of view, a lot of people must see you as obviously Carl Mann's partner, and it's difficult, isn't it, to show people that you're actually not just that. You know, there's a lot more behind the scenes that you do, isn't there?
There is, yeah. So
you do website design, don't you?
I do, yes.
So you do website design. Is there anywhere that they can actually link straight up to you to get websites organised with you?
Just via Facebook at the moment. I've been that busy doing other people's websites, so I've not actually completed my own yet.
Oh, excellent. Well, I'll put a link on Facebook to join them straight up to you, okay? That's fine.
Oh, thank you.
So what date is it that Carl actually goes over to the Ukraine?
The 7th of July.
Right, okay. Is there anything, how does he feel about going? I mean, obviously it's a long way and it's, obviously, you know, is the, like, the language barrier, is that something that he's thought about?
No, not really. I think Carl's probably thought about it more than, you know, with regards to translating when he goes on TV, it's going to all be obviously translated. So it's just if they translate it in the way that he says, you know, gives a message, he obviously wants it relaying exactly as it's spoken. So that's
absolutely
obviously going to be a bit of an issue.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen Carl work, and he's a confident, bubbly person who, like me, is like really is promoting the psychic world, and it's just brilliant to see him. And the fact that as soon as he like gave me a phone call and said, "Sue, I'm going to Ukraine," I'm like, "No way!" Because we were planning on quite a few events up and down the country, weren't we?
Yeah, yeah, it kind of puts a stop to everything,
hasn't it? It'll all be good. It'll all be good in the end.
It will be good, and it'll all be worth it. It'll, you know, hopefully promote the spirit world.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Angela, thanks ever so much for calling into the show. I have said to everybody, if they want to go and have a look at Carl's Facebook, it's Carl Mann Psychic Medium. And obviously, we'll all keep up to date with him. I have said to him to give us a call from Ukraine, keep us up to date. So you must be thinking about the fact that you're going to miss him all the way till Christmas.
I am, yeah. He's going to miss out on a lot while he's over there.
Absolutely. Bit of peace,
you know,
I would have
thought. He'll be able to come over. Pardon?
So, a bit of peace, I would have thought.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. Don't tell me.
We'll definitely have to organise that girls' night out. It's no good.
Definitely. I've got lots planned.
Well, thanks ever so much for joining us on the show anyway.
Okay, thank you, Sue.
Okay then, love. Thanks very much for joining the show. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that was Angela Conway, and she's Carman's partner. She joined us on the show because I wanted to, you know, it's very hard for the mediums that they're actually joining up, you know, and obviously going abroad. I mean, we've got Susie Price, who's just obviously left her family over in Australia and has come over to the UK, to prove the psychic world, to show, that, you know, the whole world that this is actually for real. You know, a lot of the, we have got people that have said stuff on Facebook, but obviously it always gets to prove it eventually. So, right, we're going to go to the phone lines and see who's going to join us. Hi, and welcome to the show. Who have we got on the line?
Hello?
Hi, is that area code 919?
It is. Yeah, hi, I'm April. How are you?
Hi, April. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm all the way in the States, across the pond.
Oh, are you? Right. Well, yeah. Were you ringing in just to have a natter with me? Because we're going to have readings from 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I was calling for a reading, but...
Right, so whereabouts are you?
In North Carolina.
Right, okay. And how have you always been within the spiritual world? Have you got your own thing that you actually do?
No, but I definitely feel a big pull, and I have been for a couple years now, through like spirituality and tapping into my, you know, intuition and whatnot. So,
do you find it difficult? I mean, there's a lot of people that pick up things, and the amount of people that say to me, "But I don't know if it's for real. I don't know if it's just me thinking it, or if it's actually being put there." Do you find that difficult?
Oh, absolutely. I question myself all the time, you know, like, am I picking up on spirit or am I, yeah.
Absolutely. See, no, I actually do readings, but I don't do readings. I don't want to go down that line. I'd rather fetch mediums in myself, do you know what I mean? Because I like just doing the show and bringing people in, do you know what I mean? I want to promote the psychic world, not actually do that myself. But the thing is, I say to people, everybody says to me, how do you actually get the readings? How do you know? Do you know what I mean? And all I say to people is, imagine that you are thinking through your ears and the thoughts drop into your mind. The thing is when you're sat there in total peace and quiet, and all of a sudden something just pops into your head and you think,
how
did that come about? Why did that happen? Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
That is the ones that are literally the thoughts being put into your head rather than something that you're just thinking.
Right, and that's how you can differentiate.
Yeah. So it's a real weird, I mean, other mediums will come on and say, thinking through your ears and thoughts dropping into your mind. But I try to make everything simple with everything. You know, you'll get these people that say, right, it's all about opening up the third eye and everything else. But it's trying to explain it in, it as daft it sounds, even though you're ringing from the US, in English.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. The Queen's English,
so,
right. No, but it's true, because it's like we all have the capability to do it. It's just, you know, learning and knowing what we're looking for. Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you pick up then? Are you actually sensing people around you, or do you actually get, like, thoughts dropping into your mind and you just think, where did that come from, or what is
it
that you pick up?
Well, I'm at the point where I'm still learning and, like, reading books on it and things like that. So I don't actually do readings. Well, I feel like I do for my friends sometimes. Like, I'll just start ranting, and I'll be like, wow, where did that come from? You know?
Yeah. You just can't beat a good rant.
Exactly. That's right. And they're like, wow, April, thanks for the advice. And I'm like, I don't know where it came from, but there you go, honey.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
exactly. So.
How do your friends feel when you tell them stuff? Have you actually given them something and they say, yeah, that's absolutely right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I feel like I'm pretty in tune with them and you know, can give them some pretty legit readings. But as far as strangers and things, it's a bit different, you know.
Right. So do you feel that, because how I say to people is, it also depends on how much you believe in the spirit world.
Yeah.
If you absolutely 100% believe, don't doubt.
Exactly.
If you are speaking to somebody and something drops into your mind and you think, where'd that come from? Ask them.
Mm-hmm.
That one,
exactly,
one little thought that dropped into your mind that you ignored might actually be that one message they have been waiting for years and years and years.
Right, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Or they're trying
to warn
you about danger or something.
It could be anything. It can be a warning. It could be a great grandma that they've lost. It could be a child. It could be anything. It can even be, I mean, people say, how do you know about these readings? You know, what do you give people? And I say to people, you don't sort it out in your own mind. You give what you're given, that you're given it for a reason. So even if somebody gets the word broccoli comes in their mind, just as a random thing. You know, somebody might say, oh, I've got broccoli and cheese, right? To me, that would sound like, what on earth are you saying broccoli and cheese for? But that person might have been given that one day and they didn't like it and their gran laughed at them and something funny happened for an instant.
So it's personal to them and it makes sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it, however silly it may seem, still say it. If they're good enough friends and you get it wrong, you know what I mean? Or it could be something that you're picking up about yourself or whatever.
Sure.
So be it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So be it. Just say it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've done it before where I've been talking to people that I've never met, but I've spoken to on Facebook. And there was one instance where I was speaking to a mate of mine who, I've never met, spoken to loads of times, and I was just talking to him. And I said, I've got to say something to you. And he said, yeah. I said, I'm getting a waterfall effect. I said, there's something about this waterfall effect. And he said, oh, my goodness, my boys go to a waterfall. I said, I'm not picking up negative vibes like that. I said, but I'm just seeing this waterfall. It's gushing from everywhere. I said, have you got a leak in the house? And he said, yes. He said, I have. And I said, right. And he said, it's under the toilet. He said, but it's only a couple of drips. I said, you need to get this fixed. I said, it's going to end up being a waterfall. You've got to get this sorted.
Wow.
So he said, right, okay. So 2 days later, he got back in touch with me, and he said, right. So he said, I did what you said. He said, you're amazing. I said, what do you mean I'm amazing? He said, well, honestly, he said, I got the plumber out. They mended the toilet. So while they were doing the toilet, I got them to check the boiler. And they told me that there was a problem with the boiler. And if you hadn't have told me, the house would have been flooded in probably a couple of days because something was wrong with it.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
And the same sentence just keeps coming back. How did I know?
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? What, I don't know where waterfall just popped into my mind. I just said it, and it was away. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
And I think, this is the thing.
Exactly. You don't just discount it like you're crazy. You actually, you look into it and then see where it takes you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Cool.
And it's like I've got four children, and they are literally picking up stuff. I mean, my son, who's 13, he was telling me that he was seeing people around him and everything. And one day he was explaining to me about these three children. He said, there's two girls and there's a boy. And he was explaining all about it. And it wasn't until I put my brain into gear, he was actually explaining me and my two brothers. But my one brother, when he was younger, thank goodness we don't talk at the moment, but anyway, he actually looked like he was a girl because he had ginger hair and curls, and everybody used to say to my mum, oh, isn't she a lovely little girl? And he said, I'm not a girl, I'm a boy. But my son had actually picked up and all about us, and he'd even picked up on how it was with us. It was like my one brother would fall out with us, and we'd have two of us that were friends, and then it'd be vice versa. And he picked up on all of that. Do you know what I mean?
Crazy.
So it was just amazing. It was absolutely brilliant. Really, really good.
Well, it just goes to show you that how we look at time is completely different in spirit world, you know? I mean, that's just, like, mind-blowing.
Yeah, exactly. It's just something absolutely amazing. Well, listen, what we'll do is if you, I don't know if you want to stay on the line and wait till 9, we'll bring you back on the show for with
Tanis. What time is it now? Because I here it's like 3 in the afternoon. So.
Right. Well, with us, it's 20 to 9 at the moment in the evening.
Oh, okay.
So and still, a little bit of
reading?
Sun is still, a bit of sun is still peeping out yet.
Nice. Gotta love summertime.
So if you want to hold on to the line, or if you want to give us a call back in, that's fine. But it'll be about 20 minutes. Is that okay?
And then you're doing
And then we'll be doing readings with Tanis.
Oh, okay. Well, I think I'll just stay online, I guess, if it's.
Okay, then I'll speak to you in a bit.
Awesome.
Okay. Okay, speak to you a bit. Thanks, bye.
Okay, bye.
Right, we'll go back, we'll go to the lines. Let me just press the right button so we'll see who's next on the line. Hi, welcome to the Ask Sue Show. Who's on the line?
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good, good. Now, have you rung in just for anatomy or were you waiting for a reading?
Reading.
Right, okay. Well, Tanis coming on at 9 o'clock, but if you want to hold the line, that's fine. Whereabouts are you calling from?
United States, New Jersey.
Oh, right. So what time is it with you at the moment?
3:45.
Oh, 3:45. Oh, we're in the evening and the sun's actually still peeping through. Quite hard to believe in the UK. So if you want to hold on to the line, and I'll get you in on at 9 o'clock. Is that okay?
Yes, it is.
Excellent. I'll speak to you in a bit. Right, so we'll go back to the phone line shortly at 9 o'clock for readings. And also, I'd just like to have a look on the chat. Profundity said, it's like getting downloads from somewhere out in the ether. Anyway, I know what you mean for profundity, absolutely. My son actually said when he was picking up stuff, he said it's like watching the TV and you can zoom into things. And Haley's put, I've had things drop into my head before and hasn't had a clue where they came from. It's true, you literally can be talking to somebody and literally something can just drop into your mind. So, you know, if you've had a reading for a friend and you can't, you know, and everything, and you gave them evidence and didn't even realise, by all means, ring into the show, and we will see, you know, how you can go further with that. We've got another caller just called in. Let's just see who's on the line. Hi, welcome to the Ask Sue Show. Who's on the line?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Who's speaking?
It's your best friend, Carl Mann.
Oh, my good Lord, how the devil are you? I've been praising you up to all of my listeners, and you arrive. Now, that must be psychic.
Dear me, I've just got back. I just walked in, and Angela said she called me on to go on the radio, and she dropped me right into it.
I did. I thought, no, we'll get. We'll have a bit of a woman chat, and I've also promoted what Angela's been doing as well. So, excellent. So, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, and you?
Yes, very good. So how's the plans coming for you, the Ukraine?
Plans are going very well. We're just promoting it over here. We're getting it on the and all the newspapers and magazines. We rang the Sun up today, so it's going to go in the Sun newspaper.
Right.
Trying to get it on a few TV shows. Just to get it out there and promoted. Just to let everybody know that I'm representing the UK.
Well, I for one, I know the rest of my listeners will say the same, are absolutely chuffed to bits for you and so proud and really looking forward to it. It'll be really good for you.
Great stuff.
And also
brilliant.
For the psychic world,
yeah,
obviously, we need to get, you know, we need to be promoting that even further, and you going over to Ukraine is just absolutely fantastic for it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Of course it is.
So have you actually, as a medium, got some nerves there, or are you actually okay and looking forward to it?
I haven't got any nerves. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm quite excited. I'm just, you know, I'm very excited in improving the ability and getting it out there. So people
yeah,
can
absolutely.
See how you should actually work and the different types of psychic and different types of mediumship of how you're going to be working as well. Because there is lots of different types of ways of working. So it's going to be good to show everybody that, or show the world that, I should say.
Absolutely. Well, if anybody wants to see a bit of Carl's work, I, for one, love this. He does. You do street psychic, don't you? Literally
right,
all over the UK. Sorry?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing some in Ukraine as well whilst I'm over there. I'll do a little bit of street psychic and I'll send it over to England so everybody can see it on the website as well and on YouTube.
Excellent, excellent. I just love it. I just think it's brilliant. And the one where you just get the three young lads who are literally so chilled out and they're in the street and you just go and talk to them and you just literally blew them away. It's just fantastic. Because I was just saying to the other lady, I was saying to people, you know, people get thoughts that just drop into their mind and it's like sometimes they can't work out if it's just what they've thought or if it's things. Can you explain to people how they can pick up things, Carl? You know, there's people out there, obviously, that are probably picking up stuff but don't know how to deal with things that they are getting.
Yeah, and you know, it's all about trust and it's all about confidence. It's all about having that trust in yourself. And as soon as you receive something in your mind, which is very unusual, which isn't yours, it's not your thought, and you don't know where that's come from, the person who's next to you, just give it to them. Just explain to them what you've just received, what's just come into your mind, and just to have that confidence and just express what it could be. And the person who you're passing it on to, it could be an amazing message that you're giving them, you know. It could be something that relates to them or to their family. It could be absolutely anything.
Absolutely. So obviously, we've had this discussion, but for the people that haven't heard you on the show before, where did it all start for you, Carl?
It started when I was very young, when I was a little boy. I could see spirit, I could hear spirit, I could smell absolutely everything. I was getting psychic events, a lot of future events, like I have out-of-body experiences. I could do lots of things when I was a child because of what I was going through. And a lot of it was down to fear because I didn't understand, and plus of what I was going through as a child as well. At a very young age, I'd say about 3-4 years old, more than anything, that I was getting, you know, the events through, and I was seeing more spirit as well.
It's just brilliant. I love hearing the stories of how different things have come to people, do you know what I mean? So a question I need to ask, and everybody will be saying this on the chat in a bit, so I'm going to beat them all to it. If you're psychic, did you actually know that the Ukraine part was coming up?
Did I know it was coming up? I knew 2012 was going to be the year where everything starts to come in, okay, when everything starts to change. Because there was a lot of different events coming up, and I knew what was happening at the time wasn't the right thing. So I did stop a lot of things, a lot of the events and shows and stuff. So I had a rough idea what was going on. But I have had a few television offers, which I've refused. And I have had recently other television offers as well, you know, like one to Big Brother, to read the guests that are in the show. And lots of other shows like that as well, you know.
Right.
Which is
so,
quite good.
So had you got the... I know, obviously, me and Ange have been talking. You've obviously got quite a fullish diary by the time you were, you know, when you got the call to go to the Ukraine. Has it been hard to change everything around to go?
It has, you know, because... You know, once you've booked your year up, once the year has been fully booked, and you book your full year of events and shows, you've then got to ring everybody up and say, look, sorry, can't do this show now, we're doing something else and moving on. So, yeah, we've had to cancel all the shows throughout the year, which was quite a few. I think it was over 90 or maybe just about 100 shows that we had to cancel, you know.
Exactly. I think I need to point out to people that, you know, you are a dad of two boys, aren't you? And obviously you've got Angela at home.
Yeah, I've got two boys with Angela, and I've got a boy from a previous marriage as well, an 18-year-old,
Right, and the thing is, people need to realise, now, I mean, obviously Facebook can be really good, but it can also be really bad. So I want to point out something to people here. I've known Carl for quite a while. I had an event with him in Ellesmere some years ago. And a really nice guy, but not just this. People need to see that we are, me and Carl are working quite a bit together. We've organised an event and everything, and we're promoting the psychic world. Now, this guy at the end of the day, whether he's human, or if that's the right word, and a medium and everything else, he has got a family that he's leaving behind to go and do promoting the psychic world. He is going over to the Ukraine. It could be all the way till Christmas, couldn't it, to be in realistically?
Yeah,
so it is a lot to literally
months.
Exactly, and you know, you are obviously going to be stopping events, you're leaving the family behind. That must be really hard, Carl, even though you're going for something that could be a dream. It must be hard to do all that too.
It is. It's going to be very difficult. It's going to be a lot of pressure as well. I've got two young lads. I've got a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old, and I've got an 18-year-old as well. It is going to be a bit, because it is going to be difficult. I've got Angela as well, my partner, who's always been by my side. I've cancelled all my shows, television, you know, the street psychic, everything that I do, I've had to put on hold to do this. And I feel it's one of those things that I have to do. You know, it's one of those opportunities out there that you've just got to take it, really. Because it's not going to come again. You know, it may not come again. And to promote the spirit world as well, you know, to give that awareness around the world, to show people how you work, it's just fantastic, you know.
Absolutely.
We need more
Have you had a lot more interest due to you going to the Ukraine, you know, from abroad? Has it fetched it, to, you know, has it started bringing more people into you?
I've got a huge client base overseas, whether it's India, Australia, America, Canada. I get a lot of people that come and see me for readings, or they'll ring for readings. The Ukraine thing, it's not really, I wouldn't say it's pulled in more people. It will do once I get over there. But I have got a lot of clients overseas anyway.
So what's your website, Carl, if you'd like to tell everybody to go and have a look?
Yeah, it's www.cowman-psychic.com, where you can catch me on the street psychic, get me on Facebook, and enjoy.
Oh, definitely enjoy. I just love watching that street psychic. It's just brilliant. That's what it's all about. The ones that you literally catch out who've never really dealt with the spirit world, and you just blow them away by bringing somebody in from their past. It's just fantastic. I love to watch it. It's great.
Yeah,
and Ask Sue, one of these days, everybody will be joining Carl on Street Psychic, because I want to go and see that live. So watch this space.
Definitely.
And
I have missed Street Psychic. I've missed doing that because of the things that have been coming up. I have put that on hold, but I am looking forward to doing it in Ukraine and in Russia as well. I've got an interpreter that will be with me all the time, and I've got a chauffeur as well that can take me absolutely anywhere. So all's good. All's going to be good once I get over there.
Oh, it's going to be such a hard life, isn't it?
Well, the pressure will be on. They're going to test me to the limits. You know, well, everybody that's going, they're going to be testing everybody to the limit. I think that's a good thing. It's good to be on the spot. It's good to be put on the spot and to, you know, do it now. Prove to us you can do it, you know. To do something like that, it's a lot of pressure,
Oh, absolutely. Hey, maybe we can do a bit of a street psychic in Shropshire when you're over here doing the events. What do you reckon? Even a quick hour?
Yeah, we could do. Depending on weather. I won't do it in the rain. People don't like to be stopped in the rain.
Okay, there you go. That's me promoted to Umbrella Girl for the night. Thanks for that, Carl. Cheers.
Yeah. Well, it's just started raining again, hasn't it? I think
we've lost
our summer weather now, you know.
No, you don't go jinxing it. I've got a psychic fair on Saturday. It needs to be shining. Don't need rain, and thank you very much.
Blustering. It'll be fantastic.
Cheers, mate. So obviously, you're going to be joined with Ghost Whisperer Susie Price, and I'm going to be meeting her tomorrow. So that'll be good, won't it, to bring two sides of the world together with two worlds?
Yeah, that's going to be good. I'm looking forward to meeting Susie. It's going to be good working on stage. I've never worked with a psychic before on stage. I've always done it myself. So it will be nice to work together on stage like that. Yeah, I'm looking forward
Absolutely.
to it.
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be good. So we're in Old Brighton at Wolverhampton on the 9th, and then we're in, now let me just put my brain together, Overton on the 8th. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's all been really good. Really good. And posters everywhere and everything else has been great. And the response has been
excellent.
Good. So that's really good. Really good.
Excellent.
Well, Carl, thank you very much for doing a random call-in. I really enjoyed that. That was good. Thank you very much for calling into the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Sue. Can I hang on for a reading?
I'd love, that'd just be cool, wouldn't it? Absolutely cool. I love it. No, also, do you want to just mention your website again before you go?
Yeah, it's www.kalman-psychic.com.
Excellent. All the best for the Ukraine. I know we're going to have you on the show quite a bit when you're over there to give some updates as well.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yes. I'll definitely ring in and let you know what's going on. And
That'll be brilliant. I'm really, really looking forward to that. So from everybody in the ASU show, all the best, Carl, anyway. And we shall have you on the show again soon.
Yeah, great stuff. I'll speak to you soon.
Oh, okay, thanks very much for calling into the show.
Right,
cheers,
okay, bye-bye.
Bye
now,
bye.
Thanks.
Oh, and that was a very random call from Carl Mann, which was excellent. I've really enjoyed that. So we will go to a bit of music, and then I know that we'll be having Tanif calling into the show. So we will have Shakespeare's Sister. Obviously, I've got a bit of a problem because my other music isn't working, so we'll have Shakespeare's Sister, and then we'll back into the show. Thank you very much, and I shall be back in a minute. Hi, and welcome back to the show. Now, we've just had, I've just been joined on the show very quickly before we have Tanith in, on the show, and we have got the wonderful Lisa Beretta on the show. Let me just see if I can, and everything's just gone pear-shaped. Just hold the line a minute. Let's try this again. Hi, Lisa, welcome to the show.
Hi, Sue. How are you? Thanks for letting me pop in for a few minutes.
Oh, do you know what? This sort of pops in. I don't mind in the slightest. How are you doing?
Great, great. The show is fabulous.
Thank you ever so much. I'm really enjoying it. It's really good. I'm really enjoying it. Now, obviously, I wanted to get you on the show, even if it was just a quick pop in, to tell everybody about your book that you're promoting at the moment. How's
yes,
it going?
Oh, so far, so good. The book is available in the UK. If you go on the publisher's website, www.newpagebooks.com, you have different buying options such as Barnes & Noble or Amazon UK or your favorite indie bookstore. And basically, I think it's going to be the manual that we're all going to need as light workers to help people understand that what we're going through as we shift. And there is such a changing role of psychics and light workers where we're really here to help people understand what's going on as we start to evolve within this vast universe.
Absolutely. I mean, I must admit, I've got to go on Amazon and buy this book. I want to have a read so I can actually say to people what it's like on the show. But obviously, how has it been going? Has it gone well for you?
Yes, it was officially released on the 22nd of May, so we're only a few days into it. And thank God, touch wood, a lot of light and love around it. It's been getting a pretty good response. So I'm going to do a few more radio shows and promotions. And I don't know, do you get coast to coast over in the UK, coast to coast with George Norrie?
I'll be honest, I don't know. I've not heard of it, to be fair.
It's a pretty big show here in the States. And if you get on coast to coast when over here in the States, it's almost like a metaphysical mecca, you know. You get to reach
right,
a large audience and get your message out there. So I need a lot of light sent my way so I get the right words out.
Yeah, absolutely. I know what you mean. Well, what I'll do, Lisa, I'll actually put a link on to my Facebook for everybody to have a look, and we'll put a link straight to your book on Amazon. How does that sound to you?
You're beautiful. Thank you so much, and thanks for letting me pop in. And one day I'll make sure we can get together and have a proper conversation.
Oh, that sounds brilliant. We'll have to get you on the show, definitely. Absolutely.
Okay.
So have you got a website, Lisa?
Yes. It's
Do you want to say your website before you go?
Yes, it's www.thestreetsmartpsychic.com, or you can also put in www.lisaberetta.com, and that's B-A-R-R-E-T-T-A.
Oh,
and the book
brilliant.
Is the Book of Transformation. Thanks, Sue, and enjoy the rest of your, I guess it's evening there, right?
It is. It's just gone 9 o'clock, so we're just about to get Tanith in for some readings now as well.
Great. Okay. Talk to you soon. Thanks for having me.
Lisa, thanks ever so much. Catch you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. I've only been speaking to Lisa only a short time, and absolutely wonderful, wonderful lady. So by all means, have a look for a book, get on Amazon and start to buy that book, because I know it's going to be, I've got to do it myself, and it'll be a brilliant book with an absolutely lovely, lovely lady. So thanks very much to Lisa for coming on the show. Now, we're going to see who's on the line now. Hi, and welcome to the Ask Sue Show. Is that Tanith?
Hello?
Hello? Who am I speaking to?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Who's speaking?
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't aware that I was on.
It's okay. No, don't worry. I thought there was two numbers that look alike, and I thought one of them might be Tanith. Now, this is my producing school's starting, not doing very good. So what I'll do, are you waiting for a reading?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Right, okay. Well, I'll put you on hold for a minute, and I'll just get Tanith on, and then we'll get you back on. Is that okay?
That is perfectly fine.
Okay, then just hold the line. Oh, good old technology. Don't you just
can
love
you hear me okay, Sue?
Tanith, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. It's okay.
Ah.
It's because there was two numbers the same, and I wasn't sure which one was you, so I picked up another lady.
Yeah, I was talking first, but you couldn't hear me.
No, it's okay. Don't worry. How are you doing anyway?
Not so bad. Not so bad.
Good.
Chilling.
Good. So,
chilling.
As we always say on the Ask Sue and Tanif show, are you ready to rock and roll?
I am ready to rock and roll. Definitely.
Right.
Yeah,
let's see.
I was a bit worried, Sue, because you couldn't hear me at first. I heard that lady come in.
Let's do a little thing first. Let's send a little bit of healing to the technology
Ask
Sue show just to get us through for the whole hour with no problems. Thank you very much for that. Right,
yeah.
Let's go to the lines. Let's see who we've got on the line. Hi, and welcome to the show. I know that you've given me a call, didn't you, and you've been waiting patiently, so I've now got Tanif for you. How are you doing?
Is this me?
It is. I'm really supposed to say area code 919, but that wasn't very professional.
Yes, that helped. When you
How
say
are you doing? Have you got
time?
A question for Tanif?
Well, I do. I guess I just like a general reading, or maybe I should be more specific. I don't know.
Let's see if Tanif picks anything up from you. Is that okay?
Sure. That would be cool.
What was the lady's name again? I didn't catch that.
April.
What was your name?
It's April.
It's April.
Oh, what a gorgeous name.
Thank
that
you.
Is lovely.
Thank you.
Right, let's see what we've got for you, April.
Yeah, all right. And if you see anything about Joey, that would be helpful too.
Oh, I've got mystery around you.
Yeah.
Mystery and harmony and celebration. Wow. Are you aware that you've got a celebration coming up?
No.
I didn't think you were, because I've got secrets. So, it's shrouded
secret?
In mystery, whatever he's got planned for you, girl.
Oh, wow. I am
and
not
there
aware
it
of
is.
This.
Love, celebration, and harmony. You're going to be all over the moon.
Oh.
Has he proposed yet?
What's that?
Has he proposed?
No.
Wow. I feel that is part of the secrecy. And it looks like a ring. That is what it looks like. And a celebration to go with it. You know what I mean? Success. Total success. I've got enlightenment. You're going to be enlightened, April. You're going to be enlightened. So use your wisdom. Don't let on that you know. And everything is going to be good for you. I am picking up also that he's quite a genuine guy, very honest, true to himself, you know what I mean? But I'm also guessing that you've had quite a time, not necessarily connected with him, but you've had quite a difficult time in the past. There's been an element of danger where you've had to use your wisdom, where you've had to use your intuition, if you like. And you got out, I would say, pretty well unscathed. Can you understand that?
Are you still there, Tanif? Hello? Hi, Tanif, you on there? Hello. Hi. Have we lost Tanif somewhere?
How much she heard.
Right, welcome back to the show. Sorry about that. Obviously a technical error as per usual. I'm going to see if we can get April back in on the show. April, if you are listening to the show, please call back in and we'll get you back in on the line. I'm terribly sorry about that, Tanif. Honestly, it's just gone totally wipe out and I don't know how. It even cut me off as well. So, radio. Pardon?
It cut you off as
it
well.
It cut me off as well.
Okay,
right, let's go to the next call and we'll see if we can get April back in on the show, okay?
Yeah, ask her where I got up to before it cuts us off, because I don't know how much she heard.
I don't think April's back on the line yet, Tanif, so when she does, we'll get back to her, okay? Right, so the next line at area code 609, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing? Have you got a question for Tanif?
Yes, I do.
So what was your name, sorry?
Tabitha.
Hi, Tabitha. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Good.
I've lost my car keys, and I wanted to know if you could help me, find them in some direction or something.
What was that, Sue? I couldn't quite hear.
Sorry, Tanif. Tabitha, do you want to speak up a bit? Because we can't quite hear you.
I lost my car keys. I want to know if you have an idea where they might be or where I might have placed them.
Did you hear that, Tanif?
Yeah, I'm just trying to link in. I'm getting a handbag. I think she's put them in a handbag without realising which handbag she's put them in. This is a dark-coloured handbag they're showing me. Quite big. It's not a small one. It's like medium to... Not big.
Okay.
Medium. You know the size I mean, don't you?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
and I got
right.
Tons of them, and I don't know which one. At least I didn't know them. That's a good thing. So
dark.
When you said handbag, the first thing that came to my mind is in one of the handbags, yep.
It is. It's definitely very dark one. And it's the slip down. You put them in. I get the impression that when you put them, you threw them in one. And without realising
that
you had to put them in the one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You must be like me. You must have millions of them, and you just wait to put anything. But it's
you're a lifesaver because they have to get made.
The one they're showing me's got like a little, you know, it's got like a goldy. Thing on where you can open the clasp and there's another little pocket, that type of thing.
Okay.
That took me straight to that one.
Okay.
So, well, that was easy. My guide stood all the way there.
So does that help you out? Do you think you've found your keys or?
Oh, she's gonna. Oh, she just helped me. I'm about to get up and get busy right now.
Right, is there anything you want to ask me, Tabitha? Because that was a quickie, that.
Well, is there anything my spiritual guide got for me, my angels got anything, you know, to say to me about the direction I'm going, what I should leave alone? I pretty much know what I should leave alone, but is there any messages
yeah,
they have
for
me?
Yeah, whether you do it or not, Let's see what the angels have got. I've got my angel cards here. What have you got for Tabitha angels, please? something nice, that's all. Right. Oh, wisdom. The time is a very wise lady, and you use your, not only your wisdom, but your intuition a lot. Communion. Do you go to church?
I used to go to church all the time, and it's been very heavy on my mind about going back to church and getting
right,
back into the
that's
Bible.
Why I've got that card. Yeah. They want you to go because they're talking about communion. And this is the thing that you should leave alone, I feel. I've got romance coming up.
You have what?
Forgiveness. Yeah, romance. There's an element of forgiveness. It looks as if you need to forgive or... You know what I mean? Something that's gone on. It looks as if you need to forgive. Can you understand that?
Oh, very much. I have a problem with forgiving. I try to, but it's,
oh,
it's hard. It's very hard. You know, it's just very hard.
Yeah,
I want
I
to, but it's just hard.
You're going to laugh at the next bit. You've got to forgive gracefully.
Yep, that's a problem right there.
And you've got to keep the faith as well. You're getting a rap on the knuckles. You've got to keep the faith about something to do with this. And new beginnings, that's what you've got to keep the faith about. There will be new beginnings. And willpower. I feel that you're digging your heels in about something.
Oh,
digging
God, am
bit,
I?
Digging them in a bit deeper than... Maybe what you should, you're sort of making a stand, and you like to talk with a bone on this issue. And he's got good intentions, believe it or not. That's what I'm being told. But a cleansing needs to be done. And are you wanting to keep it as a friendship?
Am I what?
Are you wanting to keep it at friendship?
What, the relationship?
Yeah. Have you sort of gone back on yourself and want to be friends?
I kind of want to be friends. I kind of don't want to be friends. I'm looking at, you know, okay, I could love you, but, you know, I see it's going to be a problem. Then it's like, you know, really what you got to offer me, and I shouldn't think like that. You know, I'm just, it's an in-between type of thing.
Yeah. I felt like a dithering backwards and forwards.
Yeah, because I'm you know, concerned about my future and, you know, my happiness and, you know, do I want to keep this? This is taking me a couple steps backwards for real.
Yeah.
And maybe I need forward.
That's what I feel, backwards and forwards. But I've got integrity. It looks as if he's got quite a lot of integrity. And the angels are advising you to meditate. I feel that I'm getting the feeling that they're wanting to show you something in meditation, in your meditation. And they're giving me joy. So whatever it is, you're going to be pleased about. And I feel that I'm being told, you've got to stop dithering. That's what they're saying. You've got to stop dithering.
Got to stop where?
Dithering, you know, dithering. Exactly what you're doing. Backwards and forwards and, oh, I don't know. And you know what I mean? And they're giving me 6 months down the line and for some happening. And they're also telling me that your dreams, they're trying to come through in your dream spirit and advise and show you things. Have you been getting vivid dreams?
You know, I had a dream, and it was a weird dream. I had a dream that there were, like, ants. there were ants all over the place. If you stepped on ants, but it was like they were in lines. I had a dream about ants, and they were just crawling all in a single line. And the guy that I was with, you know, I dreamed that, you know, I jumped on him to try to save me, and he fell down, and then somebody bigger picked me up to save me.
You've been watching too much of that film called Bug's Life.
It's funny, I was watching something with ants last night and the horrible creatures. No, I don't think that's got any relevance, but watch for the vivid dreams that you do get. that ties in with your anxieties and your worries and your problems and your romance, you know what I mean? Because what they're giving me is this abundance coming for you in all ways, and they're also giving me something enchanted. Something magical is about to happen, so you've just got to go with the flow and let all those ifs and whys and should-ays and, you know, if-onlys, and let that all go. And also do some meditation, because I feel that you'll learn a lot.
Yeah, that's another problem, meditation. That's another one I need to stay in. I seem like I got a problem with that one.
Well, you're not alone, Tabitha. You're not alone. I am the most impatient person walking. She will tell you that.
I'm saying nothing. I'll just sit here and listen.
but
I'm exactly the same.
Your last card, Tabitha, is divine timing. So everything is going to happen at the right time for you, as long as you heed the words of spirit and go with the flow. So I hope that helps.
Does that sound good, Tabitha, to you?
That sounds excellent.
Good.
So come back on the show and let us know how it all goes.
Thank you, Penny.
Cheers very much. Catch you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Tabitha.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye. Right, now we'll go to the next caller. Hi, and welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good, good. Now, have you got a message? Now, whereabouts are you calling from?
Oh, I'm in New Mexico, and I called earlier, and I didn't know that I had gotten on so quickly.
Right, okay. Excellent. So have you got a question for Tanis?
Well, I was looking for a general reading, or maybe I can choose two, or maybe even one of the two. There are a couple of things that are on my mind.
Fire away.
Yes. the first one is my family. I'm dealing with some contention with a sister. Her name is Rose, and it all has to do with my dad's property when he passes, and so on and so forth. And I would like to see if that's going to pass. And then the second one is I'm not really happy in my marriage, but I was wondering, you know, what's going on with my love life.
Can I just say, first of all, I do readings, but this is Tanif's job, but I just want to say that I'm feeling that you need to have a big, massive hug. So I'm just going to send you a big, massive hug over the phone, but I can feel that you've got a lot of tension. Okay?
Oh, thank you.
So, Tanif, I'm not taking over your part of the show.
No.
Do you know when you just feel like somebody needs a hug?
Yeah.
And hugs can help so many things. So, Tanif, over to you now.
Well, you picked up right there, Sue. Because the first spiritual card I turned over was help and healing.
Has been healing?
Yeah. Did you get that, Sue?
Yep.
I'm saying you picked up right, because that was the first card. The lady needs help and healing, definitely. So the hug wouldn't come amiss. She's very honest. You're a very honest lady. And it's saying proceed with caution. But it will be resolved. There is a completion not that far away, and it will be resolved to your satisfaction. But act with honesty and integrity at all times, which I'm sure you do, and it will be resolved. So I knew that as you were talking. It's showing me that there's been a lot of conflict and upheaval as well. But you're in command. You're holding the reins for some reason. Are you aware of that?
Yes. I was named an administrator, but I felt that there was some jealousies, and because I was trusted, you know, my dad trusts me, and I always do the right thing, and I try to do the right thing. I'm not trying to put myself on a pedestal or nothing. I just like to get things done in the right way, you know, and... But there's some contention, and there's some underlying jealousy that's really hurting me, and it's I've been backing away, and I don't know if that's the right thing to do. I'm just willing to just give it all up and just say, you know, you guys do it, and
I just would hope that this something right would come out of it.
It will. It will be resolved, like I say. And you'll be... It will be complete. You know, it will come to an end. And there's going to be a complete resolution with the whole situation. So the jealousy and things like that, it will pass. Just you act as you normally do. And we can't touch you. We can't hurt you. And I am getting that this cause, you're going to have cause to be happy, to celebrate. You're either going to a celebration or you're going to feel that you've got something to be happy about. And I'm also seeing trouble for you. So that feels a bit further away, mind. But I do see trouble for you. And also, I'm seeing, you're on about your marriage. I'm seeing a dispute around that. And is he or you down on your energies? Have you been feeling under the weather, either of you?
Oh, I have been down for the past, I don't know, 10 to 20 years. Just there's been a lot of things that have happened. And then I met somebody wonderful, but they went away. And I haven't stopped thinking about them because my spirits were lifted after that.
That's
but
right.
I just
That's
don't feel like I'm
it.
In the right place.
Huh? Yeah, recuperation. It's talking about recuperation. So I know that you've been emotionally and physically drained.
Yes.
Looking at those. Discretion, yeah. If you hadn't said that, I'd have said to you, there was someone else, because I've got discretion. I've also got danger. And now, evaluation. Whether or not you've just started to evaluate your life or you've already started when you met him, that is what it's showing me. And you discovered what you could, what life could be, what you could have, how you could feel. And that has prompted a lot of these feelings to do with you and your husband, you know what I mean? You sort of backwards and forward, shouldn't I, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're not sure as to, you know, whether to go ahead and just walk away or stay where you are. But it's saying take advice, get advice on this. And I do feel that, I can see it'll be resolved. And it's talking about misfortune to do with the partnerships, that I do feel that you'll walk away at some point. Definitely. And then there's a resolution. So
okay.
It's entirely up to you when you do it. But I do think you'll take it slowly. Well, you know what I mean? I don't feel that you're going to rush into anything. But there is going to be a settlement to it after the upheaval. And I feel that you need, a retreat, a rest, maybe time away on your own, a retreat, like spiritual retreat even, to give you the recharge your batteries and give you back what you've, you know, what you had before you started to feel drained and everything. Are you with me?
Yes, I am, yes. In fact, I've been having dreams that I've been healing people in the spirit, and I don't know what that means, but it makes me feel so good.
Yeah. I've got the strength here around you, and I've got transformation coming in around you. There's change and there's development. Your life is going to change. You've got a choice, and I do feel that you'll make the choice that I've said. And there's possibility that someone new, or could even be the other gentleman, comes back in, because I've got a choice for you to make, and I've got the seduction card.
The what card?
Oh, seduction.
Oh. Is that good or bad?
Good.
Okay.
It's good, and it's your choice what you do with it.
Because sometimes seduction can be the other way around. It just depends.
No, no, this isn't. It's to do with relationship, you know what I mean? That's why I say it could be other gentlemen or it could be somebody new, but there's a choice there for you to make.
Okay.
So
I guess
I hope
when
that's
it appears.
Helped.
Oh,
I
it
hope
does.
That's helped.
Oh, and thank you so much for the hug. I needed that so much.
Oh.
That was my only hug of the day.
Love to hug.
I'll just say a couple of quotes that my dad once said to me. Best things come to those who wait, and respect comes to those that deserve it. I'm just sensing a real honest person that is fighting with people that are trying to pull one over on you. Just be careful, but on the other side of that coin, tonight when you jump into bed, just imagine that you're on the beach, okay? Draw a line in the sand and step over it. Leave the past in the past, okay? Deal with what you've got to deal with and just heal yourself, okay? If you're trying to help people in your dreams, that means that you're going to be trying to help yourself. So try and give yourself some healing. I know that you're one of these people that try and help everybody and you're a very truthful person, but sometimes you've just got to look after yourself and you've got to heal yourself too, okay?
Yeah.
So just, you know, keep strong. I know it's hard sometimes, and especially when it's with family. I've been in that situation, and if you're on Facebook and you want to join with me on and Tanif on Facebook, that's fine. Just type in Ask Sue Davis.
Yeah.
And we can have a word with you after the show. That's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
I will definitely think about that, and everything that you said is true and it's real. And yes, I am an honest person. I've worked on my honesty very hard all my life, and I just try to do the right thing. And it's very hard. It's hard on this planet sometimes.
It is hard, especially when you get
society is a very hard place at times. But you know, it will come right for you. And by what Tanif said, it's just confirmed it. So you just keep your chin up, and by any means, call back into show anytime. Okay.
I sure will. Thank you so much. And this was my first time calling, and I really enjoyed it. And I wish you lots of blessings. And you have a very wonderful day now.
And you
okay,
and
care. You. Thanks ever so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. It's readings like that that make it all worthwhile, isn't it?
It's so rewarding. I always find my work rewarding.
Absolutely, absolutely. I just wanted to just give her a hug. That's all I can say. I don't pick up stuff all the time. Do you know what I mean? But I don't really want to go down that line. But it was quite weird. I just felt I needed to give her a really big hug. Just quick mention to everybody in the chat. Hi everybody. I hope everybody's all okay. If you want to call into the show, you know we can fit a few more in. Where are we going? Oh, we're at half an hour already. Where's the time going? Right. Let's go back
you
to the
bang
phone
on there. So because
It was quite weird. Such a lovely person as well. Right, we'll go to area code 215. Who have we got on the line?
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
I'm okay, thank you. Who are we talking to?
My name is Susan. I'm from Philadelphia.
Oh, it's Susan
you, okay.
on the Sue show. What can I say? How are you doing?
Thank you. Thank you. I was wondering if you just need anything for me that I should watch out for or be careful, or is there anybody that's trying to send me a message?
Right, let's have a look. You're wanting something to come in. You're wanting something. I can't get it out.
I didn't know if we were disconnected. I'm like, I'm nervous.
I'm seeing that you're wanting something to come to an end.
You
don't
want to talk to me, yeah?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I just thought maybe nobody wanted to talk to me. I was feeling quite lonely there for a second.
I'm getting the feeling that you're wanting something to come to an end and be settled. I feel that you've been through a lot of turmoil, that you've had to be strong, something you've had to be very strong about. Can you understand that?
Yes, I agree.
And you're wanting an end. You're wanting it settled. You're wanting it resolved. You're wanting it put to rest. And being an element of danger. Have you had somebody around you that's a bit aggressive?
Aggressive?
Yeah, either verbally or physically. Have you had that type of person involved in this anywhere?
Myself, maybe? I can't think of right now, no.
Well,
you know what? I took that back. I have a daughter that has bipolar, but I haven't seen her for a while, so, yes, she does have outbursts.
This is very blurry, this. I'm not picking up what you're saying. Say that last bit again.
I said, I'm sorry, I do have somebody like that in my life. I have a daughter that has been diagnosed with bipolar, and sometimes she has outbursts.
Sorry, that's what I'm picking up. I know I had a friend who had bipolar, and one minute she was like a lamb, couldn't do enough, and then the next day she'd slam the door in my face and say abuse. So it's that type of feeling I was picking up. Yeah. Yeah.
It can be quite aggressive.
Yeah. So what I'm seeing is coming around you is a transformation. There's going to be a change coming around you, and there's going to be new developments coming, which look good. And you're going to have a choice to make. There's a decision for you to make, and a transformation. There's something whereby you're going to get an opportunity, and it's going to be able to change your life. There's some transformation coming in your life. But the choice is yours. You know what I mean? But it means renewal. Definitely renewal.
Renewal like in the mover or...
Yeah, I feel it is. Because I've got the movement card as well.
It'll be a good move, huh?
Sorry?
I'm sorry. Will it be a good move for me? I mean, should I take it?
Yeah, it will. It will transform your life. It is a good move. It's a good change for you. But the choice is yours. There's going to be a whole transformation around you coming. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that is looking good.
Oh, great. Now, I just heard my daughter was expecting. I don't know how true it is. Is everything going to be okay? I was hoping and praying that she would, you know, do the right thing by the baby, you know, because her life is not okay at the moment, you know. She has a good heart, but also she can spiral out of control too, you know, with the drugs and stuff.
Is this the girl with bipolar?
Yes.
Very unpredictable. I don't really want to predict anything on that one.
I think what we'll do, Tanya, you want to on Facebook later, maybe we can organise a private reading off the show.
Yeah. Oh, sure. I would appreciate that. Yes. On Facebook?
Yeah. If you type in Ask Sue Davids, that's AskSueDavies, and I will put you in touch with Tanif after the show.
Oh, I appreciate it, Sue. Thank you very much.
Just before you go, I don't want you to go off worried. It's nothing, because I said that, it's nothing to worry about. It's just that something, my daughter came into my mind, and something that happened, and I don't want to sort of go into that sort of thing on air, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not to worry about, Susan. It's more personal rather than something to worry about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that okay then, Susan?
She's
I appreciate it. I will write to you because I have to go to work in about half an hour, and I'll write to you Facebook, and then I'll be home about 9 o'clock tonight, so... Would you like me to get to
it
then, or write it now, or...
You can add me on Facebook anytime. We'll catch up, okay?
And listen,
okay, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
God bless
you.
Your daughter is going to be fine herself, you know what I mean?
Yes, thank you.
Don't you worry about your daughter.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
thank
then, Susan,
much.
Thanks for calling into the show.
Oh,
bye,
thank
Sue.
You. You both have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye-bye. Bye. Right, let's see who else we've got on. Hold on a minute. Area code 631. Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Okay, thank you. And you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, good. Sorry, what was your name?
Don.
Hi, Don. Good to have you on the show. Have you got a message for... No, I do that every time. Have you got a question for Tanny? You never know, she might be able to give you a message.
Basically, I started a business back in November, December, and things have been going pretty well, and I'm opening a second location probably next week or so. Just things got tied up with painting and stuff like that. I was just wondering, is it going to be continued success or things?
It is, Dan. Did you say Dan or Don?
Don.
Dan. It is. Straight away, I got success, I got harmony, I got enlightenment, I got your usual wisdom and justice, meaning fairness, everything falling into place, just how you like, you know, just how it's been doing. And it looks as if it will continue to. But stop burning the candle at both ends, because that's what you're doing. There's a new chapter coming in your life, or a new chapter already started, should I say. You've got cause for celebration. Wow, it's the best load of cards I've seen tonight. And beautiful. And also, as I'm looking at them, I'm getting messages through, like, telling me what is going on before, you know what I mean, before I turn the card over.
Mm-hmm.
So, just stop burning the candle at both ends. That is a rap on the knuckles from Spirit. I feel it's a grandfather figure as well. Were you close to your granddad?
I'd say it's pretty close, yes.
I'm getting, and he loves you. He's telling me he loves you. And what have you been in conflict with yourself about?
Basically everything. Just I have been burning the candle at both ends. I've been working because I have a regular job, and I have my business been going well. I'm partners with my father, but I've been running everything. And then I we decided to open a second store. And then after this, I want to start delving into like other investments. So I'm backing myself
right.
up.
That's where the conflict is. Then you're unsure at this point in time. Exactly which one to take or which two to take.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it feels like. And it will mean a lot of hard work and a little bit of upheaval. But I've also got the love. Have you got a partner around you? You got someone
yes,
around
I do.
You? So
yeah.
That's good, 'cause I've got the love card as well.
And we've been together for about 7-8 years.
Have you?
Yeah.
Who is it? Where's the trousers?
I'm sorry?
Which one of you wears the trousers? Because I've got the command card. One of you leads. I thought it was there. I thought it was there, and I didn't want to say it. Because some men don't like it if they think that you think.
No, I don't like it at all.
In a dispute, she definitely wins. Yeah, I can see that. Now, you've been evaluating your life leadership. There you are.
Yep.
You are the leader in your career. And you've got good leadership qualities. You've also had a bit of misfortune connected with it, but that's past. And you've had to do things, not underhand's the wrong word, you've had to do things and keep your own counsel on, you know what I mean, what you were going to do. You've sort of kept things to yourself rather than let anybody know so that you could succeed. Are you with me?
Right. Yes, yep.
And are you in a partnership? A partnership business?
My father and I are partners.
Right. Yeah, because I've got the partnership. Resolution. Respite. You've definitely got to take more rest. And you've got to take advice. Yep. Rest. Do things a bit more in moderation. And you will celebrate. You will have cause for celebration. You are going to be a success, no doubt about it.
Fantastic.
Mm. So just keep plodding on, but take more rest.
I definitely will.
Good.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it actually does, because I just, you know, running around, because I work from home, my regular job, I work from home, and then I have the business. I have, you know, people that work in the store for me, and, you know, I go in, I check on them every day, and then I have to take my daughter to school and pick her up from school, and it just, you know, sometimes it just doesn't seem like there's enough time in the day.
Yeah, not enough hours.
And to be fair, not everybody can work with their dad.
Right. Yeah. Also, knock on wood, so far it's been okay.
Yeah.
Well, I knew he was in a good partnership, whoever it was, because it came up with nothing around it. It was just telling me he was in a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
If there'd been anybody, you know, that I should have been, you should be cautious about, it would have come up, but it didn't. So you've got a good partnership there as well.
Fantastic.
Mm.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Don, for calling into the show.
You ladies have a great day.
Yeah,
thank
and
you.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Nice guy.
Right, then. And we will go to area code 919. Hi, and welcome to the show.
It's April. I think you got me back.
I knew it was going to be you.
Hi, April.
I knew.
Thank goodness
I was
for
just
that.
Thinking April's going to come through in a minute.
That is so funny.
I know.
Oh, you guys are so great, and I've just been thoroughly enjoying listening. I just love your energy together. It's just been an awesome show.
Thank you very much.
Sorry.
We're so glad to have you back.
But it was
sorry,
so weird. We just got cut off, and you got cut off too, Sue, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was talking away then, you'd gone.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I heard the first part. I heard something about a celebration and a
trout
with mystery.
It was so good as well, and now I can't.
Is there like an archive that I can listen to after the show?
Yeah, well,
you
can actually listen to the link after the show.
Okay, do you know how to get there?
Yeah, well, are you on Facebook?
Yeah. I actually just sent you a message through Facebook, so you'll get it like any minute.
Right, April, I'll send you personally a link to you. Okay, if you add me as a friend,
okay,
and I'll send you a link to the show, okay?
Cool. But I have one quick question, can I ask?
Go on,
yep.
Then.
Do you mind? I was just wondering what you saw for, like, life path, like, kind of what am I supposed to be doing here on this earth?
Right.
Certainly not waiting in queues on the Ask Sue show all that time and getting cut off.
I know.
No.
I got,
it's fun, actually.
You got lovely, lovely cards, April. You got lovely cards. And then just as I was going into something that had already happened to you, and now I can't remember, you know, because once I've done a reading, it just goes because the reading is for you, not for me. And
exactly. So you don't have any connection or memory.
That's right. They take it away.
Yeah.
And so I have to, if you can listen to that blog, I will answer your question that you've just asked, what your life path is, right?
Yeah.
Here we are. So they're talking about what they were before. So I'll have to ask the angels, what is April's life path? What she's supposed to be doing. These are the angels of Atlantis.
Atlantis?
The angels of Atlantis.
But
you're very compassionate. You're very,
extremely.
Very compassionate. Yeah. And you're very intuitive as well. Now, Archangel Michael is around you.
I love him. I talk to him like all the time.
Yeah. Well, he's telling me to tell you I am presence, meaning he's around you. Now, it's talking about freedom, so he wants you to let yourself go, surrender, because you're meant to be helping in doing some sort of work with the public, helping somehow. Now then,
uh-huh.
Have you been studying? Have you been studying on the spiritual side?
I'm extremely interested in it, and I'm just not quite sure where to go with it. But yes, I've been craving.
Yeah, I do feel that that's the way he's wanting you to go, because he's saying surrender your fears, and he's talking about serenity. So it's this sort of work. It's like calms you and chills you and rewards you. It's so rewarding when you know that you're helping people. And also, have you been having vivid dreams? Because he's talking about dreams as well.
Extremely vivid.
Vivid.
Yeah.
Well, he wants you to listen to your dreams, because there's something very magical around you, and it looks as if he wants you to meditate as well. Meditate more. And I do feel that there's new beginnings in the psychic world around for you. That's what it looks like, definitely.
Cool.
Those cards of forgiveness have come up again.
Forgive.
I remember that. You've got to forgive something. And also, friendship. Have you got a friend as well who's into this sort of thing?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. And it's talking about faith. Meaning, you've got to have faith in yourself that you can do it. You've got to have the courage, because you've got the abundance, and he's given me divine timing. So when the timing is right, you will do this. You will do some work like this. Yeah. And at first, you'll pull back. At first, you'll retreat again. You think, oh, I can't. But you can, and you will. So that is,
so like
you'll get some
sort of
ideas.
Light work, you mean? Or psychic work, or what?
Light worker, yeah.
Light
you will get
work,
some ideas, and you will get some inspirations. They will be given to you in meditation. And you have got to learn to trust. When I say trust, I'm talking about you need to learn to trust when what you get. What I'm sitting here now, what I'm giving you, I'm listening all the time, and I'm trusting implicitly what spirit and my guides are saying to me.
Right.
That is the trust, you know, that is the trust that they're talking about. You will need to learn to trust in that way. Otherwise, you'll think, oh, no, I don't know whether I'm hearing right. Don't think that way. The first thing you get, go with it. That is where the trust comes in. Yeah. I mean, I can stand up in front of an audience of people and just bang, 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 because I know that what I'm getting is accurate. And I know that what Spirit is saying to me is accurate. You know what I mean? So it's saying also, April, you'll be over the moon. You'll get the balance right. And it's saying expect a miracle.
Well, that's beautiful. Thank you. I needed to hear that.
Yeah, you'll feel totally liberated. It'll take
a little bit
of time. You'll need a little bit of patience, but you will feel totally liberated when you've done your first gig, demo, message, reading, whatever. You'll be elated.
Can't wait. I've been waiting for that for a long time, so.
April, I've added you. I'll put your message on Facebook. We'll add each other after the show. But I'm just going to try and get one more caller in. But I'll put you in touch with Tanif after the show.
Absolutely. Let him in. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks,
April.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Right, we're going to try and have one more last one. And I've been waiting to learn a while. Area code 631, how are you doing?
Oh, good. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Yeah, I thought I'd squeeze you in quickly. So have you got a question for Tanif?
Sure. What do you? I'm trying to sub as a teacher aide for the summer or get a job for the summer as a teacher aide in the one school district I've been subbing all year. Do you see me getting that? And with so, when will I find out?
Sure. Right. I'd better ask for the timing first, because I'm seeing, you will get something. I'm seeing transformation. I'm also seeing strength to keep going. Just keep going. Keep plodding and trying.
When am I
going to
about it?
Because there will you will get a settlement. You will succeed. You know what I mean? Because I've got the word settlement here. Change, development, and harmony, and a quiet strength. So, just keep plodding on.
And now, when do you see me getting a boyfriend?
Well, I'm not finished with this question yet. I'm trying to get you a time about the job.
Okay. Well, the one is summer school, and then the one will be full-time in the fall.
Yeah, but didn't you ask me when, something about when?
Well, I should be finding out soon about the summer school, either if I'm going to work 8 to 2 every day or be a sub for when the aides call in sick.
So you want to know when you're going to hear, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Right. When is this lady going to hear about her job? Right, I got a 2. Within the next couple of months.
Well, it has to be sooner than that. It starts July 2nd.
Well, I say 2 months at the outside. It can be 2. It's a 2. It can be 2 weeks. It can be 2 months. It can be 2 hours, but I don't think it's 2 hours.
For 2 days?
Could be 2 days, yeah. It's very difficult, you know, trying to get the time because there's no spirit. In spirit world, there's no timing. They have no time. So, what we are now, we're only on May now.
Yeah, so end of May. Yeah.
And did you say you start the summer term when they go back? That would be September.
July 2nd.
That July?
Yeah.
It must be the other one then. No, it must be the second question you asked about something else. Because I don't feel it's that soon. It could be, but I don't feel it.
A little confusing. I mean, you see me getting a full-time job as an aide in September, and I'll find out it in July, but I also have to work for the summer, so I wanted to sub as an aide.
I know, but I can't make a time.
Okay.
I can't make the guy to say something that, you know, I speak as I feel.
That's okay.
And I can only give you what I'm getting, and I don't feel it's that close, whatever the job is that you're going to get. I do feel there's a weight in it, and I do feel it can be from now to 2 months.
Okay. And what about a boyfriend?
Right. Let me have a look.
We've got to narrow it down a bit because we've only got a couple of more minutes, Tanif. Okay.
Yeah. They don't want... You're going to think I'm being difficult, and I'm not. There's a mystery around it. So the High Priestess is saying the veil is kept over it. You're not meant to know yet, but there is going to be a rebirth in that direction.
Well, that's
but
good.
They want it to be kept secret at the moment. They want it to be a surprise. And you need this new chapter coming, and there's a celebration coming. So the answer is yes.
Well, that's great.
So, not yet. They're not telling you yet, should I say. But you will know harmony. So, yes, you are going to get a new boyfriend.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Excellent. Is that okay, then, precious?
Shrouded in mystery.
Excellent. Thanks very much for calling into the show anyway.
You're welcome.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye. Right, well, Tanif, that hour, I guess again, has rock and rolled too fast. Absolutely too fast.
Too fast. I'm just getting into the swing of it halfway through, and then it goes off.
Tanif, thank you ever so much for coming on to the show again.
Oh, I love it.
And I will put the links on the Ask Sue Davis Facebook, and I'll forward you on to Tanif as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Tanif. I'll speak to you soon.
Okay, Sue. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Right, so we're down to the final minute. Just to say thank you very much to everybody who's joined on the show. Thank you very much to everybody who's joined in on the chat room. Just to let you know, the two websites, www.asksue.co.uk, also www.asksue.guidance.me.uk, and also join me on Facebook. Thank you very much for joining the show, and I will leave you with a bit of Enyet just to finish off. I shall be back on the show soon and follow the links. Thanks ever so much, and thank you. Bye-bye.